passions and infatuations, like self-pity and suicide, when the real criminal always gets away.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to your end of the dial. You're listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out, we get a local Arizona band, we bring them into the studio, and we put them into your home, your car, wherever you are. My name's Serpy. I'm going to be taking you through the next hour, but joining me tonight over at Studio 2A is Naima Moore.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Tucson, and good evening, the whole world, because now you can listen and stream KXCI 91.3 KXCI all around the world. Hello, Duncan. How's it going? Right, we're here with the band Amor Deluxe, which is my extended version of myself with my great friends Ben Nisbet, Tua Lund, and Ben Degen. And we're going to play a whole new album that's just came out. It's called Stories, and we have the pleasure to play it tonight live. And we'll play it actually Friday night at 191 Tools in concert with Female Gaze and the Tangiers. Alright, Duncan, should we play it soon? Alright, this one is actually, believe it or not, I just realized this, it's not on the album, it's a new tune. So it's called Beach Theme. We'll be right back. Okay. It's called Reach Theme. Okay, let's play a tune called, from the album actually, called A More Sonic. And it starts like that. Hello. Oh, we can play another song now? Okay. Alright, let's play a song with like a few, with a story, an actual lyrics. It's called The Start Over.
Mm-hmm.
Is the road now chill? Is this world now bad? Was the state of his life feel? It's the road.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. Real people, real radio. My name's Serpy, and I'm going to be with Naima Moore. Amor Deluxe.
Hey, Serpy, how's it going? Yes, Amor Deluxe is the band rendition of Naima Moore, basically. Okay. That's what it is. Because here, especially here in town, you know, I play lots of local gigs here under my name, so people are getting very confused. Like, is the guy who plays the jazz trio, this mambo rock band, this easy listening 60s? And Amor Deluxe is the band rendition of my original music, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually do. You stay very busy. Different projects, you're always playing. It's kind of hard to kind of put some space between that sometimes. So let's talk a little bit before we get into another set of songs. Stories, it's your new album.
Yeah.
Just came out. I noticed that you released a bunch of singles over the course of time.
Four.
And then the album just came out, 3 days ago or so?
Yeah, on Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
All right. And then you got a show coming up.
On Friday.
Okay. Friday. Okay. That's the release. The release show.
Yes, yeah, it'll be the release show.
Okay. But right now, I'm sorry. It's only available on vinyl right now. The album
No. It's actually since Friday. It's available on all platforms. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I listened to it a couple times today, and definitely I love the whole thing, but I really love how much is spoken just through the instrumental takes on all these. Like you've always really kept your music diverse, but I think this album really highlights it a lot more. is that something that you strove to do? Because it kind of seems like it was something you naturally did to begin
well,
with.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's something I always kind of did. But and before that, I was like years ago, it was like, you know, you're younger, you're questioning, and you have self-doubt, and you're wondering like, oh, wow, what about that? Diversities of things that are I have, is it kind of like something that's like means I don't know, it's not right, something is not right, you need to have some kind of homogeneity and some, and you do need to have some homogeneity. So but I've been now over the years embracing this, and I think my homogeneity comes from diversity, and I don't know. And it works. I think I'm in the right country for that.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully.
I noticed on your Instagram page you have it written, trying not to try. What's that all about?
It's about maturity, I think. It's about... it has to do with what we're just talking about. It's like how you find your strength in the acceptance of really who you are. Mm-hmm. And embrace things, you know, and try to see where things lead you, instead of wanting to lead them.
Right.
You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it takes some leadership to decide to read the signs.
Read the signs, yeah.
Read the signs, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Curate it rather than try to force it.
I guess if you're on a sailboat, you know, you can't decide of the weather, right? But you can decide like whether or not you're going to go south or north or northwest or whatever.
And speaking of directions, are you touring with this band? Are you going to be going out, doing anything?
I don't know. It depends on the weather.
And your compass.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right. I handed this over to myself from the booth. Did you already introduce the band while I was in limbo?
I said their name, but I really want to reintroduce them for sure. Tria Lund here plays the electric bass.
Yes, he does.
And we've been playing music together for years and years, and we play in different projects. And Ben Nisbet plays electric guitar, and he also plays strings on the album, and we've been playing also for years together. And Ben Degan plays drums here, and we've also been playing together for a long time. He also plays vibraphone on different projects with me, and yeah.
Nice. Awesome. All right, well, we got some more music. We'll talk later.
Okay.
But let's get back to some some songs.
All right.
You're listening to Locals Only with Amor Deluxe.
All right, and this song is called Downtown Scene. guys. This one was called Abusive Chaos, in the English title, with the French lyrics. Yes. Yes, madame. Oui, madame, monsieur, absolument. Okay. This one is called September Escapade. Try to escape. September is the right time to escape. Escapade. Right? Two more. This next one is called Home.
KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Locals Only. I'm sitting here and coming to you live from Studio 2A with Naeem Amor and Delore Deluxe. Amor Deluxe.
Amor.
Delore. Thanks again for visiting one of those guys. I appreciate it. So,
thanks
right before that. What's that?
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah.
So, before that last set of songs, we were talking about the new album, Stories. I want to talk a little bit more about what comes with writing songs as we get older, not just as people, but in our craft. But first of all, I'm going to go back a little bit. How many albums do you have right now, would you say, over the course of time?
I think 12.
12 albums.
I'm not sure. Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty prolific, you know? That's, like I said earlier, you do stay busy. You play in a lot of different outfits. When you... The guitarist Leo Kaki said a long time ago that when you first start playing music, the inspiration's there and the songs just pour out of you. And then as you get older, you kind of have to cultivate. You have to start bringing ideas in and kind of scratch at it a little bit more. Someone like yourself who stays very busy with different genres of music and stuff, do you feel like you have to scratch at it? Do you have to cultivate the ideas? Or do you just have a scrap bin of riffs that eventually evolve into songs over time?
No, I try to experiment often, like recording stuff. Like for instance, during COVID, I had plenty of time to try things that I had ideas, but I was like, oh, I should try this, and then you cannot do because it's just. It's just something like you have to find the time for really to just experiment that. And for instance, I always wanted to do like some recordings with drum machines and rockabilly guitars, and bass synths, things like that. Things that are not really necessarily very practical for me on a daily basis, like to play out and stuff. But since it was like 110 degrees and we all had COVID and we had to be confined, the studio was the best place to be. And I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to put those drum machines and put some guitars like that. Things like that. It was a that's the only idea I had. And then I did a couple of demos tracks and I thought it was fantastic. I was like, oh, this is great. And I sent it to Kikoga Powers. And because I thought, oh, he's bored too. And sure enough, we made an album. But this was not something, it came out of like a concept, like a trying, like to answer your question. It's like, oh, I want to do something with like a drum machine and rockabilly guitars, you know. And right now, actually, but it's been on the shelf for a year, I have like at least like 5 or 6 tracks of like heavy funk tracks, and it's, I don't know where it's gonna lead me. I have to read where again, right, where it's gonna lead me. Right now it's on the shelf, I tell you. But but everything is on the shelf for a long time with me, and then eventually it finds its purpose, you know.
Yeah.
And also I have a secret.
Do tell.
Guitars are very inspirational for me, and I buy a lot of them.
That's true.
Yeah. And when you buy a guitar, you don't buy a guitar. You buy 10 songs.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that joke when there was the iPods. Kind of, I was like, oh yeah, that's my friend of mine. He said like, oh, I need to find an iPod for my daughter or something. It was like 20 years ago. And this guy said like, don't buy her an iPod, buy her a banjo.
Yeah.
There's more songs in the banjo than in an iPod. And I mean, I love this idea. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny to say that too, 20 years ago, an iPad. Like, you know, like how technology has come to be such an integral part of our lives, not just day to day, but in the music part as well.
Oh yeah, man. Come on, an AI, you know. I'm going to buy myself an AI for my own brain.
You go write some songs, AI. I'm going to go have a beer. So, talking about, it's true, like, sometimes you get, not necessarily in a rut, but you definitely get very systematic in what you do. You got to keep up with life, play the shows, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And breaking away from your own formulas, trying to force yourself to step out of your own box and reinvent yourself, it can be hard to find the time, it can be hard just to find the discipline to do it.
Yeah, but the discipline, that's what, I mean, it's all about discipline. And then and discipline to me is like hygiene. You know, you brush your teeth, right? You got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Routine is the structure of the day.
So discipline, I mean, nothing comes out Nothing comes out without any discipline, what you call it. But there's no such thing as discipline. It's like you invent your own discipline, mm-hmm. right? So my discipline is to buy guitars and go on tour, no matter what happened. And so I was just in Europe. I played a solo tour. I was supposed to play with a drummer, in an American guy, Jason Toth, who lives in France now. He plays with the Handsome Family. And then we were talking about doing this tour together for a year. And then when we started practice, he got really, really sick. He got a really bad COVID, like really bad. There was no way we could go. So again, that's a weather thing, you know? So you gotta go. And I did the tour by myself. But I found some great ideas and some great inspiration about it, you know.
Yeah, those unexpected things like COVID, like a pandemic, or someone, you know, all of a sudden it was going to be a duo. Now I got to go do it by myself. They can be blessed curses in a way, you know, depending mm-hmm. on how we approach it and how we sit down with it.
We talk about technology for a second, and the biggest. To me, the biggest absurdity is like technology is sold to us to make anything possible, but I think it's the opposite. You should get technology to make impossible things. You know what I mean? It's like to actually make things that are absolutely impossible to even make. Because the problem with technology is to make something you have preconceived in your brain and to make it possible because, oh, you could play by yourself and have all these things around you. Well, no, I think that technology is to expand yourself, not in realizing what you know exactly, but to expand precisely what you don't know what to do. You can't even imagine yourself. Not to realize things you already know.
Right.
You have to do things that you don't know. And for me, loopers and sequencing and all, it should be used like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Do you work in the tech industry by chance?
No. I'm terrible. I pulled my hair yesterday just to put something on my website.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Luddite myself when it comes to, I'm around it all day. I work with it, but I kind of go kicking and screaming with it for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's awesome, but it's just, I don't know. I like playing the guitar. It's
Well, you've been doing it a long time. You would not remember this at all, but actually you were the second person I met when I moved to, right before I moved to Tucson many years ago. I was introduced to you from a fellow acquaintance. And I remembered before I had moved here, a friend of mine was really into, what was the duo you were part of?
Amor Bellum Duo.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was so into that duo of yours, and he was on the fence if he was going to move back to Austin where he was going to move, and he's like, I'm going to Tucson because these guys are down there doing this thing and it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, he was so totally into it. Wow. And I remember coming down to visiting, and it was at Shays, and I ran into you, and as soon as you spoke I was like, oh, that's the French guy.
Yeah, right.
How did you get here? Like, what, you've been here for a long time now. Like, what brought you to the States? And for a lot of people listening, again, you're listening to Locals Only, KXCI. I'm in the studio live with Naeem Amor, and he's given us a little background about his process.
I got here because I met a girl when I was young in Paris. She was living here, and that's the reason. Really the reason why I came here. And the thing is, why I stayed is a longer story, for sure.
That seems to be a lot for people, especially Tucson. Tucson, you wind up here for one reason or the other, and then you just wind up loving it and staying here. You know?
Yeah.
Well, there's
I mean, yeah, there's a lot more reasons why I stayed than why I came here.
Yeah. All right, we got about 12 minutes left. How much more do you got?
Oh, that's perfect, you know, because I think I'm playing a couple of songs for you guys.
Okay.
So we should be just good.
Yeah.
And let's do Santa Rita Park West and then The Last Dance. All right.
You're listening to Locals Only with Naeem Amor. Amor Deluxe.
Thank you. là.
Voilà.
Voilà.
Oh, we have one more, guys. Oh, we have one more. Oh yeah, there we go, yeah.
There you go. Okay, Ben, you start this one.
Not too fast, Ben.
Who are you talking to?
Which Ben?
Both. Oh, no, you.
Tucson, Arizona. You just were listening to Naeem Amor and Amor Deluxe. I don't know why I want to keep saying Delore to you. Thanks again. I want to get this in really quick. New album, Stories.
Yes.
This Friday.
Yes.
Release show. Who are you playing with?
So we're playing with the Female Gaze.
Right.
And also with the Tangiers, which is a project of Kid Congo Powers and Cliff Taylor.
Okay.
So they're going to play together Friday. Nice. At the 191 Tool.
191 Tool this Friday.
191 Tool.
All right. Well, thanks y'all again for coming by. Always a pleasure to have you. I wish we had more time because I would like to get around the horn and talk to all of you some more, but we'll have to do it again next time.
Okay.
You've been listening to Locals Only. Please stay tuned for Night Interlude.
Thank you, sir.